Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
It was in doubt up until the last minute, but Ursula von der Leyen was re-elected for a second term as European Commission President this afternoon. The vote, which took place at about lunchtime, was a secret ballot, but it's understood that 9 of Ireland's 14 MEPs voted against her. I'm joined now by two of those MEPs, are Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews and Sinn Féin's Lynn Boylan. You're both very welcome indeed to the programme. I might turn to you, Barry Andrews, and just confirm, clarify that you stayed true to your commitment during the campaign that you voted against Ursula von der Leyen.
Yes, I did, Cormac. Yeah.
Okay, so what's your reaction to her re-election?
Well, we have to get on with it now. There were a lot of positive things in her speech and in the accompanying document, the political guidelines. So, in the areas where I'm going to be working in the European Parliament, I'm going to try to influence the commissioner letters, the mission letters, which will now be prepared over the summer, which will give the guidance to the commissioners on the legislative programme. So, look, we're also going to have to concentrate on trying to make improvements to European policy on Gaza, which is, in my opinion, been absolutely disastrous, had a really negative effect on the way that we're viewed internationally.
And Ursula von der Leyen, on her for a second, is it true, number one, that she met you and your Fianna Fáil colleagues for about an hour before the vote today? And is it true that during that hour of lobbying for your vote that she didn't mention Gaza?
No, I didn't meet her at all. She didn't meet with the Fianna Fáil group today at all. She met with the...
Barry.
Yes, last week.
Okay.
We sought clarification from her. We put specific questions to her around sanctions, around the EU-Israel trade agreement, and the review that we have consistently called for as MEPs and the Irish government has called for at the council level. None of that has been... We got no satisfaction on any of that. So, unfortunately, it's a very difficult decision to make. But weighing in the balance, my interest in international development and humanitarian policy, I'm afraid there were no countervailing arguments not to continue with my decision to vote against her candidacy.
Did Micheál Martin or Michael McGrath try to convince you?
Yes, of course they did. They had taken a position in the council to support Ursula von der Leyen, and I respect that decision. And they made every effort to influence myself and the other Fianna Fáil MEPs.
When did they last talk to you, Barry?
I spoke to Michael McGrath last week, and prior to that to Micheál Martin.
Okay, and you weren't returning, despite the commissioner, Ireland's commissioner, possibly, and Michael McGrath, and the Taoiseach, your party leader, begging you almost to... I don't know if they were begging you.
Well, let's not go good. I mean, look, I think Michael McGrath is an extremely serious and senior nomination for us for the commissionership. He has expertise and experience that will really stand to the European... Whatever portfolio he gets, he will really enhance that portfolio. I've absolutely no doubt about that. To send the Minister for Finance to the European Commission as a nomination, I think sends a very strong message. And I really hope that... I just don't buy the argument that the way we voted today will have any influence on the allocation of portfolios by the new president.
Well, let's see. Yeah, let's see on that one, I suppose. Lynn Boylan of Sinn Féin, you also voted against Ursula von der Leyen. You addressed the parliament today. What did you say?
Well, I suppose you're given very little time to speak when you get speaking time in the European Parliament. But in the speech, I wanted to make it very clear to Ursula von der Leyen that, one, I was speaking for the people who have been lobbying in their thousands from Ireland. And Barry would acknowledge this. It's been a phenomenal lobby from Irish people begging the Irish MEPs to not vote for Ursula von der Leyen. But I also wanted to just highlight, because I'm going to be a member of the Palestinian delegation in the European Parliament, is the double standards that have applied from the European Union. And we have seen firm action taken against Russia when it came, and rightly so, against their invasion of Ukraine. We have not seen the same level of action taken against Israel. And basically, we're looking at a genocide unfolding in front of our eyes. And Ursula von der Leyen, her speech today, she didn't say anything new than what she said before. She didn't mention one sanction, one action that the European Union is going to take against Israel. So as far as I was concerned, it's business as usual. And I was calling out those double standards and asking the question why Palestinian lives don't matter and don't deserve to be respected under international law.
It's one of the most important issues, without question, the world and, let's say, the European Union is grappling with at the moment. But there are other priorities, aren't there? And maybe positives in Ursula von der Leyen's book. She recommitted to EU targets on climate change, didn't she? Some say that her handling of Brexit and COVID are positives. I mean, would you not give her credit for that?
Well, Cormac, yesterday the European Court of Justice ruled against von der Leyen in terms of transparency on the COVID contracts and that she didn't carry out proper procurement exercises. So, I mean, that was a second red card against her, so to speak. You know, that she hasn't published the contracts, she has not made them public, and she has been found to be in breach of her own rules in terms of the European Court of Justice. There are also questions about how she was trying to employ people in her cabinet, and people who didn't come first in the interview process but were familiar to her. So, yes, she said some things on climate change, which, of course, are welcome. Do you know what I mean? But we'll hold our feet to the fire on keeping to those commitments. But certainly there are so many red flags against Ursula von der Leyen, and it's deeply disappointing that Fine Gael MEPs did not heed the voices of that lobby that were begging them to vote no to genocide and vote no to von der Leyen today.
Okay, I'm sure they'll have their explanations and they'll reject your characterisation of their vote. But that's for another day, perhaps. Lynn Boyle and Sinn Féin MEP for Dublin, Barry Andrews, Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin. Thank you both very much indeed.